preserving 40 hadith for this ummah, inshallah, learning, memorizing, applying them in your deen and teaching them, transmitting those ahadith, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah. Some ahadith said you will be among the zumru of ulama. Some ahadith came that you will be among the zumru of fuqaha, the jurists and the imams of this ummah. From Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ila yawmin nasi hadha. Because of that, many scholars started writing. Who was the first imam who compiled actually the 40? No, the first Imam of Salah started, and he stopped at 26. There was one who started. Ahsant, mashallah. We have Ibn al-Mubarak now in the masjid. Imam Ibn al-Mubarak. Allahu Akbar. Abdullah ibn Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak. He was the first. He started. Some said some scholars tried before him. Some said no. So that was Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak radiyallahu anhu wa arda. And then after him, Imam al-Bayhaqi also did. But Imam al-Bayhaqi, this is how he did his. Imam al-Bayhaqi, this great Imam al-Bayhaqi, this great Imam of Hadith, esteemed scholar of Hadith, Abu Bakr al-Bayhaqi, he had written many books, a lot of books in this deen. Part of the books that he authored is actually Al-Arba'un, the 40. But the difference between his Arba'un and this Arba'un, this you can see he did his Arba'un based on the understanding of the deen, based on like fiqh and stuff associated to, you know, jurisprudence of this deen. But Imam al-Bayhaqi, the way he did his hadith is much associated to tawheed, aqeed of Muslim. So you can see this Imam, he will focus on 40, but his focus is tawheed. And then the other Imam will come and his focus will be on fiqh. So that's how they did it. And some said Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he focused on zuhud. So you can see at least they've tried their best to do something for this ummah. So since this is what they did, they spent time, they actually gave their lives for this deen, for them to preserve the ahadith, is upon us. What is upon us to do is not to compile, collect hadith with isnad. No, that is even more difficult. What is upon us, try to memorize and apply them. And that's what we're trying to do here. So today we will memorize hadith number one. When I finish explaining this hadith, what I will do, inshallah, we will sit in like groups. And all will happen in 20 minutes. The time is moving. Time is money, they say in America. Huh? Time is money, he said, that's right. Allahu Akbar. You see? So what we do, that's actually Benjamin Franklin's idea. So what we will do here, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, try to understand the first hadith. So this is what the imams compiled for us. But we chose to go with Arba'un al-Nawawiyyah, easy access to it and easy to get that book. But Imam al-Bayhaqi's book, even you open it, it's gonna be difficult for you to actually know what he's talking about. Because the way he wrote the hadith, and he actually mentions the asanid, the chain. But Imam Nawawi said, I did mine and I omitted all the asanid except the last person who narrated it from Prophet direct, so that it will be much easier for students of knowledge to what? Retain, glean, and memorize. So if you grab a Bayhaqi, you say, you know, I like that name, Bayhaqi. Let me memorize Bayhaqi. You're going to deal with a lot of isnad that at the end, you're going to divorce the book 3 times. Astaghfirullah. Because it's going to be difficult. So since we don't want to treat the book that way, we want to stick with Imam Man. So whose Arba'un are we using? Imam Man al-Nawawi. When was he born? Imam al-Nawawi was born in year 2014. When? 6:25. Somebody says 6:25. Allahu Akbar, mashallah. That's good. But it's wrong though. 6:31. That's good. 21? Allahu Akbar. Somebody say 21. Allahu Akbar. 6:21. We have different narration here. So who is Muslim? Who is Bukhari? It's actually this one. And then he died when? 676. Huh? 676. Six what? Ahsantum. You see, so we're just trying to build the cells of our memory, inshallah. So we're moving. So hadith number one, the first hadith, we want to take it quickly and start memorizing it. Hadith number one deals with an-niyyah. An-niyyah. What is an-niyyah? Intention. What is an-niyyah? Intention. This hadith that we are about to take today is narrated from, it came to us via Abdullah, via Umar ibn al-Khattab, Umar ibn al-Khattab. And I will ask the brothers and the sisters to please grab the name of the narrator. So Abdullah ibn Umar was the one who narrated. This hadith came via Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. The isnad is long, actually 9 individuals. Imam al-Bukhari, this was hadith number one, the first hadith in Bukhari, in the book of Al-Wahi. And he also repeated it in hadith 52, when he was talking about Iman. And he kept on repeating the hadith, but with different chains. The reason why he started with Iman, with the book of, with the hadith of An-Niyyah, because scholars said, like Imam al-Shafi'i, that this hadith that we are about to take is 1/3 of the deen. So if you get this hadith and you apply it in your life, it's like you have encompassed 1/3 of this deen, just for this hadith. Some said this hadith is actually half of the deen. And some scholars said actually this hadith is the deen itself. Because nothing in the deen, absolutely nothing, will be accepted by Allah from you without niyyah. So this hadith is the deen. That's why one of them, like Ibn Sa'd, he said, if I was to write a book, I will actually erect and use the hadith of Innama al-A'malu bin-Niyyat to be the first chapter of each hadith that I will write. That's what they said. And some of them said, I will make it to be the first hadith, and it will be just like an introduction to the chapters of the book. So that's how important this hadith is, the hadith Innama al-A'malu bin-Niyyat. Action. Our worship. And whatever we do in our lives, all without exception, depend on what? Niyyah, intention. So what is an-niyyah? Intention. What is an-niyyah? Those young boys, I don't see them. I understand they have to wake up and go to school. But you know, if you can pull them, you know, one here and there so that we can have good time with them. Okay? You see, Allahu Akbar, he brought me apple and he's riding. You get the whole flow. Fi sabilillah. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Verily, action. Our actions, the hadith came differently. Some said, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. When you go forward, further in Bukhari, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyah. But we will take the first one to make it easier to memorize. Allah said, and Prophet ﷺ said, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Actions are only rewarded based on what you've intended before initiating. That's number one that we would like to talk about today. But if you have good niyyah, two more conditions, two more requirements for your deed to be accepted. So intention must be there. But other than intention, we have how many conditions? How many exigencies must actually come after niyyah? Two. Number one, al-ikhlas. Sincerity. Okay, some will be confused. Niyyah, if I have good niyyah, that's ikhlas. We don't want to go in detail, but gist of it, now I just started praying dhuhr. My niyyah is to pray what? Dhuhr. Now when I start that dhuhr, I have to make sure it's in my niyyah to pray dhuhr. I cannot come right now. Right now, if you pray fajr, 2 raka'at, exactly the way we pray every day, will Allah accept that fajr now? But it's 2 raka'at, just like fajr. It's not time yet. So our niyyah cannot connect right now for fajr. And niyyah, you don't have to mention it. Like some of the brothers do when they come to pray. Nawaitu an usalliya dhuhra khalfa shaykhi aw imamil minhali 4 raka'atin. Allahumma shahad. Allahu akbar. no, niyyah doesn't go this way. Niyyah is in the heart. There are certain places where you have to what? Pronounce and say what you intend to do, like in Hajj, labbaik Allahumma umrah, labbaik Allahumma umratan mutamatti'an biha ila al-hajj. We're going to get to that when Hajj comes back. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So number one, other than intention, the second condition for our deed, for my salah to be accepted, for your salah to be accepted, the second condition other than niyyah is what? Al-ikhlas, sincerity, to make it for the sake of Allah. Number two, other than niyyah, is muwafaqatu al-amal, al-muwafaqatu lis-sunnah. Muwafaqatu al-sunnah. What you doing has to be from our Prophet ﷺ. Now I have good intention. I have very sound intention. And I love Allah. I have good niyyah, ikhlas is there. But I just enter the masjid. Or when I wake up, I want to pray, let's say the two raka'at of Fajr. Before we come to Fajr prayer, the sunnah of Prophet ﷺ is he used to pray how many sunnah? Two. I say, you know, I have extra energy. You know, I've been lifting up and building weight, so I have extra energy. Let me do eight altogether. And then you started praying eight straight. Now your raka'at is more than the person who prayed two. But who actually followed the sunnah, and whose will Almighty Allah accept? The one who did two. But two and eight, which one actually takes a lot longer time? Eight. But Allah doesn't need that eight, he needs this. A person entered the masjid during the time of Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib. He started praying raka'at al-fajr, the two raka'at of fajr. Guess how many raka'at he did? Eight. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, that imam, steam imam, he called him. He said, why are you doing this? Is sunnah of fajr, raka'at al-fajr, two. The sunnah of Prophet ﷺ. And then he said, the person said to imam, he said, now are you trying to tell me that, he's asking the imam, he's, أَيُعَذِّبُنِ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. Will Allah punish me and I'm praying to him? I'm praying for Allah subhanahu, why will he punish me for salah? Imam replied, he said, لَا يُعَذِّبُكَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّمَا يُعَذِّبُكَ عَنْ مُخَالَفَةِ السُّنَّةِ. I'm afraid that if you were to be punished, it's not through your prayer, but because you're going against the sunnah of Nabi. Then he recited the ayah, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Ayah 62, 63 of Surah Nur, chapter 24. You see, so when we do something, it has to be from who? I love my sheikh. You love your sheikh. Your sheikh loves his sheikh. But the sheikh of sheikh, if you put all sheikhs together, dear leader, is Sayyid Waladi Adam. If Allah loved my sheikh more than Prophet, he would have chosen my sheikh to be the Prophet. If Allah loves your sheikh more than Prophet, your sheikh would have been the final Prophet. But since Allah didn't choose mine, and he didn't choose yours, and he chose Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that means Prophet is the best. So, will you leave Ferrari 2014 and take Nissan Sentra 1801? Maybe you didn't get the analogy I gave you. So if you have niyyah, we have how many more to go? Two. Ikhlas, muwafaqat sunnah. It has to be from our Nabi. When it comes to ibadah, we're talking about when it comes to ibadah, nobody should move. That's why in the book of Imam Jami' al-Bayan wal-Hikam, page 82, if you have it in Arabic, you go page 82, Imam Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, he said, جميع الأعمال تحت سماء الله وفوق أرض الله تنقسم إلى قسمين عبادات ومعاملات. All what we do in our lives divided into two, معاملات and عبادات. معاملات, dealing with one another, our lifestyle. And the second is عبادات, worship. So when it comes to mu'amalat, dealing with our daily lives, do whatever you want to do, unless there's a system that is pretty well systemized by Prophet, then you stop. Right now, not for me to drink. Drinking is, let's say I want to drink water. Nancy drinks water, Jackie drinks water, Abdullah drinks water. So this is nature of life. So is that part of ibadat? That's mu'amalat. So now, since it's part of mu'amalat, the origin of mu'amalat, al-aslu fil mu'amalat, al-taqaddum, al-asl in mu'amalat, do whatever you want to do. Unless what you're doing, we have a note from Prophet ﷺ that it has to be done this way, then you stop. Example, I want to drink. I can, since drinking is mu'amalat, I can drink with my left if I want. If I want, I can twist myself and backflip and start drinking. If I want. But when somebody comes to me and says, you know, Brother Prophet ﷺ drank with his, he used to drink with his right, and he used to sit. So though it's mu'amalat, but there's system. So now what shall I do? I go back to that system and ignore my system. I hope it's clear. Good. This is mu'amalat. But when it comes to ibadat, ibadat is unlike mu'amalat. Ibadat, I don't start it. I have to get invited first. When it comes to ibadat, worship, I don't have to initiate. It's unlike mu'amalat, I can do it. This mu'amalat. But if I know that there's system from our Nabi, we go with that system and ignore our own system. But ibadat, do I go right away and then start making tawaf around this minbar and say, this is my tawaf al-wada'? Do I stand up right now and start giving khutbah and say, since there is the same minbar, the same people, let me give them khutbah Thursday night and tomorrow there is no Jumu'ah? Can we do that? When it comes to ibadat, we have to wait for an invitation. Who gives the invitation? Allah. And who has the chance to distribute and authority to give us the invitation from Allah? Our Nabi. So this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so this is the concept of ibadat under the section of an-niyyah. So niyyah is there, that's why this is the first hadith in an-niyyah. So we have 1 minute, 55 seconds. Let's start memorizing the hadith. So can you say it after me? I wanted us to group ourselves into groups, but you know, we ran out of time. And I'm sorry, you see, I'm talking really fast, just like, you know, BMW moving. So I'm sorry, going fast. I just want to finish on time. So let's start memorizing, inshallah, maybe next time. And I apologize to the Quran, you know, those who applied for the Quran. We're doing it in the classroom. You see me, I was running because we ran out of time. But tomorrow, inshallah, I will be able to answer your questions for that one. If you did not get a chance to sign for that one yet, we have our brother Muhammad Samir is still accepting that. You can sign up for that class, inshallah. We have that tomorrow. But this one till next week. So let's start. We have now 1 minute, 32 seconds and a half. So let's start the hadith. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. When you get home today, while you're taking some sips from your tea or coffee, or you're about, before you sleep, this portion, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, read it 15 times. When you finish, add to this. Wa innama likulli mri'in. Wa innama. Wa innama likulli mri'in ma nawa. 15 times. Attach it to the previous 15, altogether 30. Fi sabilillah for you. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Wa innama likulli mri'in ma nawa. Faman kanat hijratuhu ila Allahi wa rasulih. فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله ومن كانت هجرته لدنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. Stick to this hadith, keep on repeating it back and forth, and that should be the coupon of the week. You can take that coupon to ShopRite, you can take the coupon to Walmart, but don't give to the cashier. Keep it in your pocket and keep on repeating it, inshallah. Thank you for your time. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you. Until we see you Monday, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.